Man, wow, you really do look like her.
She looks like me because I'm
Sorry.
older.
Fair. I'm sorry. Last Friday, the Bears Chiefs preseason game, the cameras cut to the suite, and the announcers, all the media outlets, all the social media outlets talking about Taylor Swift being at the game. And Travis's girlfriend is there, or at the time, girlfriend. But it wasn't Taylor Swift. It was you.
It
That's wild. And not it's not only the media outlets, but like they continued to get it wrong. And actually I think they said it was somebody, a girl named Ashley, that
Yes.
also is, and I actually reached out to her and she pointed me to you. She's like, it wasn't me, it was Kelly. Go. And I was like, oh, okay, that was really nice of her.
Yeah, no, she's actually really nice. When this all started, I reached out to her. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, and she's been like really helpful and like told me, how to navigate all of this because she's like, it's a lot to handle.
Right.
Just ignore all the haters because you're gonna get a lot of crazy people coming at you saying things, and you just got to keep your friends and family close. And so she's been a really good advocate for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's cool to have someone to lean on like that. I want to know what it's like in the life of a Taylor Swift impersonator. Someone that looks, you're not just an
So
impersonator, you literally look like her. Can I just start with the suite though? Because you were at the
yes.
Chiefs Bears game. You weren't just sitting in the stands. You were in a suite. It was that. Whose suite was that? How did that happen?
So my friend, and the whole reason I was like, I was debating if I was going to wear red lipstick because that really kind of puts the look over the top. And I talked to my friend, it was her suite. And I'm like, do you want the attention? Not because I can see it like happening. And she was all for it, especially if it's going to bring, attention to her cause, which is CASA. So she is on the board of directors for CASA, which is a charity in Jacksonville, Missouri, or Jackson, Missouri. And she basically helps provide an advocate for children in foster care so that they have
Wow.
someone to like be a mentor and for them in the court systems and stuff like that. And it's a really good cause. So that,
Yeah, wow.
yeah. And she got it last year and I couldn't go because I had a Taylor event. So I went this year and I was like, anything to bring attention to this great cause, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's the positive side of all this, right? You can actually bring attention to the things you want to, things that are great, along with, as you said, there's a lot of negative things that come along that you kind of have to, I'm sure, block out. And so you do this. This is your job. This is, you get paid to be an impersonator as well for events, correct?
Yes. But I've only been doing it for a year. I've been asked to do it for like 14 years.
I was gonna say, so when did you first? When did people first go, oh my God, you look like Taylor Swift. You should be doing this.
I want to say it was about 12 or 13 years ago, and I went to like this gala, and I was like all glammed up, and I got it like constantly that night. And that was the same year as her Speak Now tour. And I wore my Halloween costume to that tour. And Arrowhead security led me back. I was getting like bombarded at Arrowhead. And security led us backstage to her tunnel. And we're like, this is too far. We don't know what we're doing.
Wow.
Yeah. And then her real security was like, do you even have tickets to this show? Like, who are you?
Yeah, I can imagine that it's hard to sometimes even live a normal life, much like Taylor, just because you look like her. She's the most famous person in the world, which is, it's just, I mean, it's insane that you had to go th that you go through things like that. Is it hard on a day to day to look like Taylor Swift?
I mean, after that concert, the very first time, like that concert, I was like, I was being nice. I was taking pictures with everybody. Like, but I'm like, I am not a millionaire. It's probably much easier. Or billionaire. I was like, it's probably
Right.
much easier to do this when you're making a
Security
ton of
and
money. Like, I mean, it's fine, but I'm not like someone that constantly wants attention. So I kind of had to step out of my comfort zone because you have to be okay with that in order to do this. But I mean, I'm just leaning into it at this point. And when I turned 40, I was like, kind of like, I don't care anymore. Like,
right.
whatever. Like,
Is that what
I
it
just.
was? What made you do this a year ago? Because obviously, I mean, one, every year it seems like Taylor Swift can't get any more famous, and then she gets more and more
Yeah.
famous. So what made you a year ago go, you know what, I'm gonna lean into this and I'm gonna be.
So when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I was in Vegas, and I have a friend that works at the Bellagio, and she was doing the soft opening of Bruno Mars's club, this like his like speakeasy club, the Pinky Ring. And she's like, "There's so much happening, like just, come in and we'll have a great time." Well, the second Bruno Mars saw me, he sent over shots of 1942, like partied with him for like 9 hours.
Did he
Like,
think he didn't think you were Taylor Swift though,
oh
right?
yeah, he did immediately. And I'm
Oh.
like, Travis isn't here. I don't, I mean, I did, ha we did have security walk us down because our table was right next to his. And like Janelle Monáe, his whole band, like I talked to his whole band, they're like, "You do know that everybody thought you were Taylor Swift for like the first 2 to 3 hours." And I'm like,
That's a long time.
I'm wearing a Chiefs like t-shirt, like
Right. That's wild that. And so do you feel like there's an obligation? Do you lean into if people think I'm Taylor Swift? How quickly do you feel like I have to tell them, or do you just go with the fun of it?
So I usually tell them, but sometimes it gets too crazy. I don't like have time. Like I'm trying to just get somewhere. I don't really have time to like have that small talk conversation. I'll just
Right.
take a picture and go. Like I really don't have time to make the interaction any longer. And I kind of learned how to do that being with almost Andy Reid because we do a ton of events together. He's the local Andy Reid lookalike. He's been my mentor through this whole thing. He is way more about all of this than I am. So I'm like, he's really a pro at this. I am just like, usually I'm not really acting. I'm just being myself and socializing with people. I'm not singing. I'm not dancing. Like,
Can you
but
sing?
I have a lower register voice. So her songs are very hard because she goes low, but she also goes really high. And I have no voice lessons. Nothing. So I have songs that I like to sing. They're usually not her songs. My husband and I love to throw karaoke parties. Like we've been doing this for a long time. And so I like to sing. I don't have any plans to become a performer per se.
What's
I have like one or two songs of hers that I can do. And I have sung one of her songs at an event that I did because I had two vodka tonics and I was feeling good. So.
Would you say what I guess what would you say is one of the most chaotic situations that you found yourself in? Because obviously her can get a little chaotic at times.
I mean, when we went to the Super Bowl, it was pretty crazy.
And were
But
you there as part of a what were you there as part of the Super Bowl? Was it personal?
nothing.
Was it
It
okay,
was
yeah.
just personal. Like I have been a Chiefs fan my whole life, like die hard. And so there's always been this kind of like ongoing joke that Taylor's copying me because it's like everything I do.
Right.
Like I do it first and then she does it. Like my style has always been a little bit edgier and then she started dressing edgier and there's been outfits that I had and then like a few days later she wears them, like her Super Bowl outfit. I
Wow.
wore it the day before she did and people are like, "How'd you know?" And I was like, "That was my outfit. Like that's just what I
Wow.
wore."
But it makes you look really good at your job.
Yeah.
Do you think
It makes
Taylor's
it
on your
really easy.
Instagram and she's like, oh, that? Yeah, you nailed
Yeah.
that. Well, it's almost like a what would I look like in this outfit? And you're like, oh, there you go. Kelly's version got it for
Yeah.
me. That's really funny. So at
Yeah.
the Super Bowl, did anything happen or was it just like constant
Mean,
bombardment?
it was like constant bombardment, and my girlfriends were like, "You need to start charging. Like this is interfering with your life." Like I was trying to watch the game, like, and people were wanting to get pictures throughout the game, like the whole time, like every commercial. Then I would take pictures, but I'm just like, "Let me watch the game."
Yeah.
So then I just started taking it, like when people started asking for events, well, I'm like, well, at least I'd be getting paid to do these things. So I've been doing it for free for 14 years. And,
Yeah.
I was just a teacher. Like I wasn't making any money.
What
Like
did you teach?
kindergarten.
Cute. I love it.
Yeah.
Which
Yeah.
I'm sure they loved
Oh,
it as
yeah.
well, right?
Yeah. And I had a lot of parents tell me, "You should do this. Almost Andy Reid does it. And like, you should really lean into it." And I still said no for like another 2 years. So,
Yeah, because
But it was
obviously
just.
you see what it starts to become. But you have chaotic situations, but it also seems like you make people really happy, and that's going to
Yeah.
be feel really rewarding at that time at that point too.
Exactly.
Have you had
Yeah.
any interactions, that it just goes, you know what, this is what it's all about. This is why I'm going to keep doing this.
Oh yeah, like all the time. I've done some parties for some little kids with cancer, and they know I'm not her, but it still just makes their day. So it's just very fulfilling in that aspect.
I love it. I think that those are the little things that kind of make those chaotic moments even better. And you've been booked for all kinds of different events. Have you ever been booked for an event that was we'll call it unique, like a 80-year-old birthday party that was really fun for, a big fan?
65-year-old birthday party, and I two-stepped. Like,
Awesome.
yeah.
You're two-stepping with the 65-year-old. Were they a big
Yep.
fan, or was it
Yeah, apparently.
I saw also on your Instagram you do some events that focus, I think this is important too, the focus on some sensory sensitivity as
Yes,
well too. What's
yes.
that? Can you talk a little bit about
So
that?
I actually haven't done that one yet. That one's coming up the end of September, and they booked me a long time ago, but when they pitched the idea to me, I was like, oh yeah, I'm all for that. I used to be a teacher. This is like right up my alley. So of course I said yes immediately.
That's great. Yeah, I work a lot with the autism and those things. There's a lot of exclusion because of
Yes.
a lot of sensory problems
So
and
I
lack of
saw that on your
understanding
page.
too.
Yeah, I saw that on your page, and I did a volunteer runway show for autistic kids, and they loved it and didn't know I was walking in the runway show, but then last minute I found a little girl that was willing to be my sidekick, and so making her night was awesome and I just loved it. And yeah.
As you can imagine, there's parallels, it feels like, with obviously Taylor and you, in the sense that not obviously just the looks, but there's a lot of negativity that comes from it. I'm sure you get a lot of hate. There's a lot of people that think you're doing this just for attention, but then you have
Yeah.
moments where you're like, I'm really making people genuinely happy, and you should be proud of that. So I hope you keep going and doing that, because I think
Oh,
it's cool.
thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, and you have
Yeah,
something
I
you
do.
can't like train. You can't train yourself to look like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
It's just who you are.
and people have reached out to like friends of mine who are influencers who kind of like help me with this, and they're like, I can't believe she changed her face to look like Taylor. And I was like, I've never had any plastic surgery done. Ever. Like, I've looked like this longer than Taylor's look like this.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I think it's cool. I think that you can draw attention to a lot of positive things, and I think it's fun to watch people get in a frenzy, and you're like, I'm not even her, and you're
Yeah. Yeah.
freaking out. So that's
Yeah.
pretty
No,
funny.
I was hired for an event one time, and the mom, like, she hired me. Like, she knew that I was not Taylor, and I walked in and she started crying.
Cute.
Was really cute.
Yeah, it's amazing. So do people call you Casey Taylor? Is that what it is, or do you go Kelly's version's more like the business name?
So Kelly's version is more the business name, but somebody started calling me Casey Taylor, and so that's just kind of been spreading like wildfire, like Casey Taylor. And now, especially being out in public in Kansas City, people know it's me now, which is almost more of a relief. So I'm
Yeah.
like, maybe it is better that I started doing this so that people just, I don't have to explain it all the time.
Yeah, and it's a you now you're the celebrity, so to speak, right? It's not, oh, I think she's a different celebrity. It's you that they're
Yeah.
actually interested in, and you're like, oh, I can actually be myself and feel a little bit
Yes.
more comfortable. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, you bring a lot of joy, and I think everybody that does these kind of things, there's a reason that can do it. It's because of who. I mean, you're a kindergarten teacher. You have the heart of a teacher. That's a different kind of heart when it comes to humans. So, well, thank you for everything you do, and I appreciate it. Will you come back
Oh,
on the show soon
absolutely.
as the season
Absolutely.
goes through?
Yeah.
Okay,
I would love
fun.
to.
Awesome.